So I want to talk about the NFL draft. Obviously, Cleveland Browns, I feel really over, shouldn't have drafted Mayfield. Mayfield would have probably been the third quarterback drafted in the draft. And I think Darnold and Rosen are definitely better prospects. But Cleveland Browns, that's why every year you are in last place and you draft first or second or third or fourth with those picks. Those picks today, yesterday, didn't really make sense. But that being said, I do feel that Josh Rosen is similar to Aaron Rodgers. We watched Aaron Rodgers play every game at Cal. I was a Cal season ticket holder back in the day, a Cal alumni. And Niners passed on him because of the fact that he was very arrogant and very intelligent, and they didn't like that. So I feel Josh Rosen fell to Arizona in the NFC in the West, and I feel that he will get that team going in a few years, and those nine teams will regret passing on him, I think, in a few years from now. Other than that, Eli is safe for a few years, I guess. The management drafted Saquon Barkley, pretty much a combine warrior, and I feel that he'll be very productive in the NFL. I don't know how good he will be, but he'll be a very safe pick. And other than that, we'll see in rounds two what happens. But for the most part, I do feel that Cleveland Browns definitely didn't do so well. And I don't understand what draft boards or what data had anyone having Baker Mayfield number one overall. If they wanted him, they can get him at four, could have traded down and got more help with the team. Anyhow, that's my thoughts on that. Kicking into politics, we'll see what's going on. Donald Trump, President Trump, a lot of people are down on him, but it's amazing his strategy of going all in against North Korea has really scared Kim Jong-un, and he's coming to the table and signing accords, not accords, but having peace conversations and taking pictures and doing all the, going through all the steps for the really big conference with President Trump, which will be happening in, they say, Singapore. They mapped out five different locations to meet. I can't recall a North Korean leader ever meeting a, at least ever happening, U.S. president. So I am a Korean American, so this is an issue that's really personal to me. Studied Korean politics and economy in Korea as well. So I studied this at Berkeley. So it'd be kind of crazy to see unification or any step of that, or denuclearizing the peninsula will be a great step in that. So as Trump, how horribly he's doing, if he can bring this to the table and make this happen, that'd be a Nobel Peace Prize going his way. And it's kind of crazy to say Donald Trump is a president as well as a Nobel recipient. So you never know. Today, this new world is pretty crazy. The fact that I can make a podcast on a phone driving to Vegas right now in traffic is kind of amazing, which I am doing. Traffic's pretty bad on a Friday, but so those are two things that kind of I talked about. I did hear some interesting stuff about business. I was on YouTube last night. I forgot the gentleman's name, but he was talking about in my future life I was a financial advisor for different firms at Merrill Lynch. I started my career. He said 5% of the population has generation growth, meaning wealth, that mean that they will not have to worry about the government, that they have so much wealth that they'll be able to continue on the legacy of their wealth. They have so much wealth. 15% of the population pretty much has a house, mortgage, some 401k, some savings. They would say the middle class. And the 80% of the population in the United States, they predict, will have to live on their kids supporting them or the government, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. So a lot of people out there, not so much they don't have great jobs or great careers, but they have not saved correctly or properly or invested, or the compounding of interest, or setting up 529 accounts for their children, or just have not saved their money wisely or invested their money. So making money is one thing, growing your wealth is another. And I feel that's an issue that a lot of Americans today have no education on. Maybe their parents are not wealthy, so they have no exposure to this. So hopefully I'll give you some tips on that. If you do have a child and you want to save for college education, 529 plan is a great plan, a tax-deferred plan that you can use all the proceeds for their education, and you have control over it, and you can always have the ownership of that 529 plan event that your kid is a bad kid or doesn't want to go to college or for whatnot. You'll be able to use that money for tax-deferred growth. So anyhow, this is my second episode. Like Gary Vee said, put as much content out there as possible, and that's, he says, the more the better. So decided to put another episode out. All right, I am signing off.